The motive of love. The love Jesus shows us is the same love that motivates us to love each other. Love compels us to live our lives thinking about our fellow believers and serving each other's needs. The love of Jesus holds us all together and fuels our actions and attitudes toward one another. It's the spiritual glue that holds our lives together in Christian community. The love of Jesus applies to every aspect of our lives as Christians. It impacts how we treat one another and how we receive and serve strangers. But it also impacts the marriage relationship. Marriage was God's gracious design. He created the bond of marriage in the beginning when he created Adam and then brought Eve to him to be his wife. So marriage is godly and holy. It is perfectly from the Lord. That's why marriage should be kept pure and holy between a man and a woman. There is to be no intimate relationships outside the boundaries of marriage. We ought to value our relationships with our mates with great honor, respect, and purity. This quality of love reflects the wonderful nature of Jesus, that he remains unchanging in his ways, in his mercy to the world, and his righteous care over all our lives. Only the Word of God can bring you to a knowledge of Jesus and enable you to experience his glory. Your relationship to him, not the keeping of a system of rules and regulations, keeps you in right standing with God. Sin is our greatest problem. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from experiencing the promise of eternal life. Sin mars our identity as image bearers of God. That's why Jesus came to take away our sin and offer himself as a perfect sacrifice, a perfect sin offering, to God for our sin. Hebrews closes with a moving benediction, a blessing. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. In Jesus, we have not only a perfect high priest, but also a great shepherd. He cares deeply for your welfare and desires to lead you in places of peace and goodness. Spiritual maturity aims at bringing you to a place where you humbly accept and pursue God's will for you and your life. And Jesus offers his power at work in you to bring you to that level of trust and obedience. What is the important thing for a child of God? To do his will. To allow him to work his will in your life, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God lovingly and graciously takes great care to provide for you in Jesus so that you have everything you need to stand firm in the faith no matter the circumstances. He offers his personal power and unchanging presence as a source of both comfort and strength to face life's inevitable challenges. As God had been faithful to their ancestors in the past, he will prove faithful to these believers in Jesus as well. God is faithful. Jesus has accomplished for us our eternal salvation, and we have everything we need to walk faithfully with him to the end. Grace be with you all. Verse 25.